From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A wildfire preparedness meeting is scheduled for tomorrow for residents of Colorado Springs. Fire and police officials, as well as the city's Office of Emergency Management, will be on hand to discuss preparedness and evacuation strategies, mitigation, and the overall seasonal outlook for wildfire, among other topics. It takes place at 6:30 tomorrow evening at the Cheyenne Mountain High School. It's now easier for the public to access Colorado's local and state trails. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
The newly unveiled Colorado Trail Explorer website allows people to search a trail by name and also pan and zoom to see trails. The trails are color-coded for different uses, such as hiking, mountain biking, or horseback riding. Governor John Hickenlooper says the two-year project, which is part of his Colorado the Beautiful plan, was intended to give users quick and easy access to the outdoors. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is still working on adding more data for federal lands and is planning to create a mobile app. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Meantime, the Legacy Loop Project in Colorado Springs has received a $35,000 grant aimed at completing the first phase of the project. It will help connect the Rock Island Trail to the Pikes Peak Greenway and Shooks Run Trail, eventually creating a 10-mile loop around the city. The grant comes from the Rails to Trails Conservancy, and the project is one of six chosen from more than 200 applications nationwide. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.